Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to Him and He will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and He will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. Morning, and God bless each and every one of you. We give God praise, glory, and honor for each and every one of you on today. And as we get ready to start our service on today, we want to just give out just a few more little minutes and time to come in on our call and on our link. God bless each and every one of you. I thank you so much for joining us for our service on today. And let's just get our hearts and minds ready to just welcome in the presence of the Lord on today. God is so great, and He is so amazing to us, and He's so good and so very kind to each and every one of us. But as we prepare and just give just a few more little minutes to come in on the call, we want to just say, Lord God, we thank You. Thank You, Father, for everything that You do. Thank You, Lord God, for Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You, Lord God, for Your goodness and Your kindness, Lord God. Father, we thank You, Father, for everything that You do, Lord God. Father, we praise You and honor You and we worship You, Lord God, and we give You all the glory and the honor for another day. So as we give all this a few more little minutes to come in on the call, we're going to just play a praise song to just welcome in the presence of the Lord on today. God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I can't believe you brought me this far to lead me. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for this day, God. We thank you, Father, that we could come together, Lord God, and to praise you, to worship you, to honor you, Lord God, because this is a day, Lord God, that you have made. The Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad. And Father God, we are so happy and thankful, Lord God. We're thankful, Father, for everything that you do. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for pouring down blessings to us. God, we thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the right frame of mind, Lord God, to come, Father, to seek you, Father, to praise you, Lord God, and to honor you, Lord, for you, Lord God, being our God. And Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would touch each and every person that is listening on today. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will bless them, that you will bless their families, Lord God, that you will bless every area of their life, Lord God. Whatever attacks, Lord, that may be coming against us and our families, Lord God, we bond it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that peace will come into our homes, Lord God. We ask that healing and deliverance, Lord God, will come all around us, Lord God. We ask you, God, to just touch us, God. We ask you, Lord God, to move, Father. We ask you, God, to protect us, God, and to keep us, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you so much, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, for everything that you do, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you, Lord God, are forever faithful to us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, that even days, God, that we want to give up, Lord God, you're still there encouraging us, Lord, to keep going, Father. We thank you, God, that you're a Father, that you don't give up on us, Lord God, that you, Lord God, always encouraging us, God, to do better, God, than we did yesterday and every other day before that, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you, Lord, already prepared great things for us, God, that all we have to do, Lord God, is to just push forward and know, Lord God, that every blessing, Father, is there for us, God, if we just put our hands on to you, Lord God, and trust in you with everything that we have. So, Father, we thank you, God, on today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another day added to our life, Lord God. We pray for anyone on today, God, that may be sick. Father, we pray for healing in their bodies, Lord God. Father, we pray for deliverance in their bodies, Lord God. We pray for any family on today who may have lost a loved one on today, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, will be their strength, that their need, Father, in this time of need, a time of bereavement, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father, for anyone that's dealing with any kind of lack financially, Lord God, in their homes and their lives, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, will provide, Father. You already know what they need, Father, in their families, in their situations, God. I ask you, Lord God, to move and to provide as you always do for us, God. We thank you, Father, that in your word, Father, you said that you are our shepherd and we shall not want a lack for anything, Lord God. We understand in your word, God, that no weapon that forms against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're the light of our salvation, God, and it's nothing and nobody that we should ever fear in this world, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening us each and every day, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you, Lord God, is forever faithful to us, God. We thank you, God, that you love us, God, at times when we don't even love ourselves, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you help us, God, to keep on living this life, God, with all the chaos and confusion that has happened around us, God. We thank you, Father, for keeping us in peaceful mindset, Lord God. We thank you, God, that we are so happy just to be considered your child, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your son who gave his life for us. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you give us and do for us, Lord God. We give you praise, glory, and honor in your precious son, Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we adore you, God, because, Lord God, you are mighty and you are wonderful. And, Lord God, you're so great to us. And, Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor, God, because you're worthy on today of all our praise, God. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to start our service on today, and we're going to get into our praise and worship on this morning, this afternoon, to some of you. And our first song on today that we're going to play will be How Great Is Our God. How Great Is Our God. Our God is so great. He is amazing. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome God, because our God is so great. Hallelujah. So please enjoy the first praise song.
How great is our God? Let's go.
Struggle, I will.
Praise. We have our next praise song on the day that how great is our God. I will praise you no matter what, God, because you are so great. Hallelujah. We have our next song.
On my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs. Oftentimes I've struggled from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your head, everything will be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let go. And let God. Don't let go.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to just let go and let God. As soon as we let go and let God, then God moves on our circumstance. The last song for the day is Silver and Gold. Sometimes we'd rather just have Jesus than all the riches in this world. God bless you, and then we're going to get into our word. Our word today is coming out of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. So at this time, I'm going to play this last song, and if you get your Bibles ready, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Our topic today is that we need to be ready. God bless you. Please enjoy the last worship song. rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have him. I'd rather have him in my life than anything else in this world, because these things in this world, we can't take it with us. Nothing in this world you can take it with us. But what we can take is that joy and that peace to know that when we leave this world that we will see our Lord God, and we open up our eyes, that he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So on today, our topic today is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to start getting things in order in our life and be ready, because life is too short to be walking around holding on to all the things that we are holding on to, stressing about things that we can't take with us, to worry about the people that's not going to be there when we open up our eyes to our Father. They're not the ones that's going to tell you, well done, or depart from me. And we are so focused on those things. So we need to focus on being ready. Ready for the Lord, ready for God when he's ready to call us home. We got to be ready. It's just so much, so many people are leaving this world and we not even expecting them to like just leave the way that they're leaving, you know. So we got to be ready at all times, because you never know. You never know what life is going to bring to you. You never know what we're going to go through in our life. We got to be ready at all times. Not just speaking about if we pass away or lose our life or something. Just we have to be ready, because we don't know when he's coming back. Nobody knows the time, the hour, the day, the minute, the second. We don't know. So we got to stay focused on what we know we need to be doing to make sure that we right and we got everything in order, right? We don't want to be not prepared. So on today, we're going to read out of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. We got to start our lesson on today, and I'm going to read through it really quick, and then we'll be able to break it down and you'll understand why this topic goes with this particular scriptures on today. And it may seem like I'm going to read a whole lot, but not really. The scriptures are very short, but I have to read it for you to get understanding of why we have to be ready. Amen. So, Father God, as we go into the word on today, Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you, Father, would bless each and every listener. Father, allow them, Father, to receive the word that is spoken on today, Lord God, that they won't feel like they have to be fearful to serve you, but they want to serve you because they love you and they understand, God, exactly what you're telling us in this season, in this time, Father. I ask you, Lord God, is any hard ground around them? Are walls built up, God, that will prevent this word from going into their heart to bring forth a great harvest, Lord? I ask that the walls come down and ask that every ground that is hard, Lord, be broken up so the seed could fall on good ground and bring forth a great harvest. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for opportunity, Lord God, to speak your word, Father. I ask you, Lord, to have your way. Holy Spirit, lead and guide how you want this word to go. Thank you, Lord God, for being a vessel for you, Lord God. And I humble myself before you, Lord God, and have your way. Amen, amen, amen. So we got to start reading the first verse. It says, now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Verse 4. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. for those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. For we belong to the day. Let us be sober, putting on faith and love as the breastplate, and the hope of the salvation as a helmet. In other words, like God is telling us, stop being a part of the world. Come out of that dark place. You know the word of God. You've been reading the word of God. You've been coming to service. You've been getting the word. So why are you still stressing and worrying about things of this world? You're supposed to be in the light. The people, when they speak about the word drunk and living in the darkness, that means people that's walking around doubting God. That means people that's walking around, oh, everything is so, they're living their life carefree. And they're not thinking about making changes in their life. They just feel like, oh, I got time. Because what happens to a drunk person? They're not thinking, right? When a drunk person, they're not thinking. And when you're constantly walking in the dark, you don't see positive things happening around. You don't see the good things around you if you're just constantly in dark. So God is telling you that you're supposed to be a child of the light, which means that you see all the blessings of God, even with all the chaos and confusion happening around you. You know that God is still good, and you know that the time is coming, and when it comes, you're going to be ready. So you ain't worrying about what you see the world is going through and what they dealing with and what they walking around with their head held down. You walking with your head. You see the way. You know the ways of God. You already know what God is going to do for you. And you walk in faith, right? You walk in love, right? And then verse 9 says, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, he died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So in other words, God is telling us in these days, in this time, don't tear nobody down. Build them up. Encourage your sisters and brothers to make some changes in their life. Encourage your sisters and brothers to make better decisions about things in their life, how to move forward, how to let go of some things that they need to let go of and trust God, how to know that our God is a great God. There is no other God like him. Those get them to a point to where they know that I don't need these things of this world. All I need to know that Jesus died for me. I need to stand on the faith and know that it is no greater love than the love that he gave me. In other words, God is telling you, stop walking around in this darkness like you don't know what he's telling you in this day and time. God has been speaking to us in so many ways, so many sudden ways. He's been trying to get us to wake up, to understand what he's trying to tell us in this time, because he don't want us to be dumb to what is happening around us, right? But are we constantly walking in darkness, then we're only going to see the negative things that is happening in this world. But if we walk in the light, we'll see that in the midst of that cloud and that smoke and that darkness, that is, God is still blessing. Because we're the light of the world and we're still breathing. We're still able to move forward in our life. God is blessing us. There's chaos and confusion going on around us, but guess what? God is still blessing us in the midst of the chaos and confusion. He wants us to see that light, that you're the light in situations, right? You are a blessing to people around you, right? You're that light force that could draw others into God if you do what? Encourage them and show them love and be patient, right? And help them. God wants us to show the love that Christ showed, right, to our friends and our family around us. Sometimes people are not going to like you because they're still living in that dark. That's okay. You still be the light. You still be the light in the midst of it. And either they receive you or they don't, but you remain being the light, the chosen one, God's child, right? You still walk in your faith. You still walk in your love. You don't let nothing separate you from being who you are in God. Let's continue to read the verses on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. We have verse 12. It says, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admission you. In other words, care for those people that you see that are encouraging you. Pray for them. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your pastors. Pray for those that are trying to encourage you and trying to be a light or be somebody like there for you, right? Don't tear them down. Encourage them to keep on going on. Acknowledge them and say, you know, I appreciate you. It's like when you got a friend in your life that is there. You know, in other words, be loyal. Be loyal to that one that's there for you. When you're going through your storms and your problems and your struggles, and you know you can depend on them, right? In other words, he's telling you to like to show some kind of care and encourage them. Acknowledge those who work hard among you. You have a lot of people around us that we know they're going through a lot of things in their life, but they're still showing up for you. They're still trying to be there for you, even though they got things going on in their life. But God is looking for us to be that. This is the final instructions of what he's telling us. The subtitle topic of this particular passage is saying the final instructions. So these are the instructions that God has given us to be. Verse 13 says, hold them in highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Verse 14. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disturb and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. I'm trying to think I'm saying the word right. Disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. But always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Huh. Wow. When I read this instructions, I have to say ouch too. God is telling us to like be patient. Trying to encourage those that you see is not doing what you know that God wants them to do, right? It's telling us to help those that are weak and help be patient with the ones, right? He's telling us sometimes when we see people that are very disruptive, sometimes it makes us want to back off from them, like, oh, you know what? I don't got time for this person. I don't have the patience for this. But God is telling us to warn them. In other words, say, you know what? God is watching us. So I'm not going to pay back the wrong that you did to me. I'm going to continue to pray for you. I'm going to continue to love you the way that God wants me to love you. Sometimes that's the hard one sometimes to do in some situations, right? I ain't the only one that felt this. Like, okay, God, you want me to do what? You want me to still be cool with them? God, you want me to forgive them and you want me to do what, God? God, you want me to do all this. But he's telling me this is the final instructions that I need you to do. I need you to do this. Don't go back at them because they came at you. Don't do wrong for wrong. I need you to have patience and to keep loving them, keep praying for them, curse them if you can, right? But I want you to keep your mind focused on me and not do bad. Because bad has been done to you. That one there sometimes is a hard one to deal with. But God is telling us that is what I need you to do. I need you to forgive when they don't forgive you. I need you to love when they don't love you. I need you not to hate them because they hate you. Don't do wrong because wrong is done to you. Even if it's a person that's coming around, right? that you know don't really too much care about you, but gosh, they don't focus on those things. Focus on being the light in that situation. And if we sit down and think about it, what happens? If we feed the negativity to a person that's given negative to you, does it not make the situation worse than what it was had we just left it alone? Had we just moved forward and let God? What that song says, let go and let God. Soon as I stop worrying, soon as I stop looking back, God made a way for you, right? And that's what the song says. Soon as I let go and I let God, that's when God had his way. So we go and try to do wrong for wrong, then it just keep getting bad and bad and bad. But if we let it go and trust God and love him and just say, you know, God love you, I'm going to continue to love you no matter what, and you just still being that light. Being the light sometimes is ignoring the negative things around you. Being the light is not to let it affect you to where it makes you respond in a negative way. Verse 16 says, rejoice always. Pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Verse 19, do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but touch them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. Sometimes we be so caught up in things that's not of God. Sometimes we step out before God has given us the instructions of what to do. Sometimes God has told us to do things. Somebody gave you a message that God has given you to move forward in something. But he also tells us to test the spirit by the spirit, right? Even if somebody gave you a prophecy of something or what told them to tell you, that's when your spirit of discernment should kick in. Lord God, I heard what the prophet or the pastor or the minister said, but Father, show me. Whether it's you speaking to me or is it the other spirit speaking to me. And God will answer you. And God will show you what is right. Right? And he will let you know when to reject things that is not of him. He will let you know when to hold on to things that is a blessing that he wants to come your way. Sometimes we jump before we ask God. Sometimes we jump before we test that spirit by that spirit. Because every spirit that come around you is not a spirit of God. That is why we got to stay prayed up. Didn't the other scripture told you to continually pray? Prayed up? That means you have to test these spirits by the spirit. Because everybody come around you that say that they good, it's not really good. Everybody come around and say that they there for a good purpose for your life, it's not really there for a good purpose of your life. They there to detour you from what it is that God has for you to do. Is there to sometimes to stop you from the ways that God is trying to bring you into. He's trying to get you out of some stuff, but sometimes we get caught up without learning how to pray about a situation before we jump into it. Just because somebody says it's good for us does not mean it's always good for us. We got to pray. Got to stay prayed up at all times. Lord God, if this is something that you want me to do, if it ain't for me to do, God, then I ask you to remove it. And if it's for me to do, Lord God, give me the strength to trust in and move forward with it, Lord God. And he will do that. Verse 23, we almost done with this scripture. I told you it wasn't going to be that long. It says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctity, sanctify you. Through and through, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. In other words, may God himself, the God of peace, and sanctify you through and through. May God see the changes. May God see that you're following the instructions. May when he come, he see that you have kept his commandments, that you have made the changes, that you're ready when he come, that you done did everything that you needed to do, that you live the ways that God wants you to live. He understand that you're going to make some mistakes, right? But he want to see that, you know how they always have that scripture that says, faith without works is dead. They have the other one that he looks for your deeds. When he come, you're going to see how much have you done, right? I always tell the members over the years that Christ is like the defense attorney, right? Satan is the prosecutor. Satan wants you dead. He don't want you to get the blessings of God. But he's going to go there before God with this big old book of all the bad that you done done, all the times that you didn't listen to what God tell you, all the times that you didn't follow the instructions of God. But here is Jesus Christ who gave his life for you. He's going to go before God with his book. Well, yes, God, I remember that day that they was a little sad, and they decide to do this. But, Lord God, look at all this that they done. You want your good book to be bigger than the book that Satan is going to go before God. So God would say, well done, right? And God will sanctify you through and through. You want to have more evidence of you following the ways of God than you not following the ways of God. On days that you were stressing. But Christ looked down and see that you was praising God and that you was honoring him. When attack came at you, you didn't go back at them. You prayed for them. And God, Christ is writing it down like, Lord God, they could have said something, but they choose not to. They kept praising you. They kept worshiping you, kept honoring you. When they went through the sickness that they're going through, they still was giving you the glory, Lord. Verse 25 says, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The last verse. I apologize for the coughing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. In other words, God is telling us on today, be ready. Follow the instructions. Follow the instructions. Be kind to one another. Make the changes that we got to make in our life. Let go of things that is hindering us from moving forward. Forgive those who don't want to forgive us. To love them if they don't love us. To be kind, even when kindness is not given to us. Be that light. Because what happens when you are the light? The darkness cannot stay around where light is, right? My grandma used to always say, wherever the presence of the Lord is, and even the Bible says that, Satan can't dwell. If you remain in your praise and your faith and your worship, God is there. God is always around you. People will begin start seeing the light in you and will make them start making the changes that they need to make. Because what happens? When you're under constantly attack and you're going through things in your life, but people still see you standing for what is right, that you're still praising God, that you're still praying, that you're still giving God all the glory and all the honor, right? It started making them wondering, what is it about them that they still stand in? What is it about them that they ain't give up yet? What is it about that one that all the things that we have done, they still praising this God? They begin to start questioning and want to know about your God. Why? Because you're that light. And you drawing them out of the darkness, they start seeing another way for themselves. Like, wow, all the stuff I've gone through, I couldn't hold on to life. But, oh, wow, I see they still standing. So let me go figure out what they doing. A lot of times they'll reach out to you. So what is it that you doing? How you keep so much faith? How you could keep on praising God when all I know you done gone through? How you could forgive me after I done all I done to you? And then what you begin to do. encouraging them. You start telling them, you know, God is good. I pray. I get in my word. God is a great God. God is amazing. God is awesome. God could do the same for you as he's doing for me. And then you become a light of the world. You become to be an advocate for God's kingdom. You begin to start building up the kingdom of God, right? You begin to start winning souls over to the Lord because, what, you are the light of the world, and you preparing yourself for what you know is about to happen. And you're trying to get them not to go down the wrong way because you want to see them saved the same way that God is saving you. Wow. No matter how hurt you have been, who really wants somebody to suffer when they leave this world? You have to be a cold-hearted person to not want to see your people around you to benefit from God like you are. You have to love God. You have to love God's people, even if they don't love you. Wow. This lesson has really hit me to think about it. Sometimes I don't know if I told it to cousin and other people, sometimes I question God, why is my heart so soft? I don't want to be so soft and so open to people. Why, God? But it's because he need me to be the light. Stop doing wrong for the wrong that is done to me. He need me not to start wanting to get them back because they didn't got me. He need me to just stand on his word. He needs to show me who I am in him, right? But if people still see me praising God when all the things that they know could have taken me out, what it does, I become to be a walking, living vessel for God. I'm a walking, living testimony for God. I'll just start wondering, let me go seek her God. Let me go get to know that God that she prayed to. And then what you have become, you begin to win souls. Others begin to latch on to you and start seeking your God. And he become their God. And then they don't have to suffer. They get to get in the place where you're going. They get to go to heaven where you're going. They get to hear the words, well done. You don't have to see your brothers and sisters suffering because they don't know the way. But you can show them the ways of God by the way that you live your life, by living and following the instructions of God. And even as I minister you, I have to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God, that I didn't understand it until I read their scriptures today. So many days I cried. I got angry. Like, why are these people acting this way with me, Lord? God, like, what did I do? I tried to love them. God's telling you and telling me on today, just be patient. Just be patient. Stop fighting. Let it go and let me. Let it go and let me be your God. Keep being the light that I need you to be. Keep speaking my word over your sisters and brothers. Keep loving them even if they don't love you. Forgive them when they don't forgive you. Don't hate because they hate you. Don't go back and get them because they're coming after you. Let it go. That is what God is telling all of us. And the only way that we wouldn't be ready when he comes is you still holding on and still thinking that you got to fight these battles on your own. When you're the light of God, and you're a child of the Most High, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And you will be ready when he comes. But if you don't follow these instructions or what this scripture said, then you're not going to be ready. And when he comes, he just came, and you get left behind. That's the most simplest way that I could explain this whole scripture. Follow instructions of God. Even if it hurts, still follow instructions of the Lord because he is our strength. He's our help and our everything. God bless you all on today. Evangelist, you have anything to say as I close out the word on today? God bless you all. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for this word today. I thank God for everything that he's doing for us. God is great. And God is amazing. Hallelujah. Oh, wow. Thank God for you on today. I thank God for all of you on today. We just have to be ready when he comes. Got to be ready. Got to be prepared. Got to be able to put the work in and the time in for God. So when you can receive the reward that he has for us. Are we focusing on trying to get recognition down here on earth? Trying to get material things down here on earth? It doesn't matter, because all this stuff will get left behind. We need to be getting our time in for God so we can get that eternal life, so we can get the blessings of God, we can get that mansion and that crown of life that he has promised each and every one of us. But if we don't follow those instructions that he has told us to encourage others, to love, to have patience, don't be a part of evil things. Be about being good for people. Don't do wrong for wrong. Don't hold on to grudges, you know. Don't get mad if they do things to you. Just keep moving forward. Because the enemy is going to send all kind of attacks your way to rob you, to get you off the path of God, to get you to separate from God. Don't let it do that to you. Don't let nothing do that to you. Now, I don't know about you, but I know I have been going through all the things that I've gone through in my life to leave this world and be in vain, because I was so stuck on trying to please people and things of this world. I want to be ready, God. It means that I have to continue, Lord God, to love. When I'm not loved, then that's okay. Because I know it is no greater love than love that you just gave, Father, when you gave your son for me. Anybody going to love me in that way? Anybody going to be there for me in that way? And can't nobody heal my body the way that you do, God? So I trust you, Lord. And that's the mindset that we need to be in. Be ready. Be ready when he comes, because you don't know the time, the hour, the second, the minute, the day, that when our time is up or when Christ is coming back. We don't know, so we got to be ready. Whatever it is on today, as I close out today, that is blocking you from letting go, blocking you from living the ways of God, it is time now to let it go. Whoever hurt you in your past, forgive them, let it go. Whoever is not in your life that is okay, let it go. Move forward. Forgive them. People hate you. It don't matter. Love them. Forgive them. Keep moving forward and trusting God. And if God has told you to let go, to move forward, to put your hand home to him and don't let go, to get in your word, to pray, to get in your praise, then that is what you need to do. You see people outside, just encourage them. You don't have to know somebody to pray for them. You don't have to know them to encourage them to show love and kindness and goodness in this world. You have to be about God's kingdom, so you could see and hear those great words of well done. Just be ready. I thank God for this word today. I don't know if you fans have had something to say before I close out, but I'm going to close it out today with prayer. I thank God for all of you who joined us on today. We will be back on next Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our live Sunday service. God bless each and every one of you as I close out in prayer on today. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do. Thank you, Father, for blessing us on today, God. Thank you, Father, for being who you are in our life, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for just blessing the service, the ministry, and each and every person that joined in on today. Father, I thank you for those that are listening from our Facebook today. I thank you, Lord God, for those who listen from Instagram, from their phones, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just blessing the ministry the way that you do. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray for all those who had a desire to be here but could not be on the call. Father, I bless you, Lord God, and I thank you, Father, for this day. Father, be with them and their families, Lord, as they go about their way this week, God. Put your hands of protection all around them, God. Bring healing and deliverance, Lord God, in their bodies, Lord. And I thank you so much, God, for everything that you do. God, I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. I ask that you all would continue to keep my father-in-law lifted up in prayer. I also ask that you all would pray for my friend Vanessa's husband. He's in ICU. The machine is breathing for him. So I ask that you all would keep Dave lifted up in prayer. His name is Dave Lewis. I ask that you all would continue to keep him in prayer. Pray for his wife and pray for his children, Lord God. Pray, you know, this time when our family members are sick in this way, it put a lot of pressure on the family. And I ask, Lord God, that you all would just continue to keep my friend Vanessa Lewis and her husband Dave Lewis in your prayers. Pray for his strength in his body, and I pray for my friend to have strength as she goes through this time with her husband. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful one. We'll see you on next Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. God bless.